Hello and welcome to the audio ministry of Pure Heart Christian Center. We are located at 12236 Southwest 128th Street near the Tamiami Airport in the Kendall area of Miami, Florida. Please join us as a special guest speaker comes now and challenges our hearts with a dynamic message from God's Word.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank God for the Pure Heart. Praise Ben, my brother Henry, my brother Lito, his wife Minnie, my spiritual son John. Praise God, praise God, praise God. We just thank the Lord for his faithfulness. We thank the Lord for we could feed on his faithfulness. We thank the Lord for his faithfulness. If y'all could do me a favor, just stand with me one more time as we go before the presence of the Lord in prayer. Because we got to feed on his faithfulness. The Lord is faithful. The Lord is awesome. The Lord is wonderful. And I know some people are a little bit distracted right about now. Praise God. Stand with me. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank the Lord for his faithfulness. We thank the Lord for his good and his mercy endure forever. Abba, Father, we thank you for giving us the opportunity to come boldly before your throne of grace. Abba, Father, as your word go forth today, may you allow us to decrease that you may increase, and that your word will sow a hundredfold in the heart and mind of the hearers, in the name of Jesus. And Abba, Father, we'll be very careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due unto you as we pray this prayer of faith. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. If you are excited to be in the house of God tonight, I want you to turn to your neighbor and tell him Jesus loves you. Come on. Now, if they don't say it back to you, you got to have a problem with that. Turn to your neighbor again and tell him, I'm happy that you are here. Because so many people wanted to be here, but they couldn't. For one reason or another, they couldn't be here. But we serve a faithful God, we serve an awesome God, we serve a glorious God who has made it possible for us to be here today. And we know if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where we will be. Come on, give Jesus some praise this morning. And somebody praise God with me today, because the Lord is awesome. The Lord is wonderful. I have the privilege and the opportunity of being here with y'all this morning because my pastor is out of town. And they say, you know, when the cats go away, you know, then we can just go right here. Then we can go ahead and have fun. I just want you to give my pastor and his wife, a lovely wife, a round of applause for the wonderful job they've been doing year after year, and for the Lord being with them and serving the Lord in a humble way, with a spirit of humility, with a spirit of excellency. If we are here today, it's because of their faithfulness to the Lord. And I pray that we will continue to be faithful and honest and do what is right before the Lord. My wife, she's back there. She's always supervising, okay? She's always supervising. She's life in Belgium, you know. She keep everything under control. Yes, make sure all is well. She send her greetings from Europe. She's doing absolutely wonderful. And just thank God for what you're doing. Thank God for my lovely wife. Give her a round of applause. She's doing a good job. She's doing ministry as well over there. Now, before you sit down, I want you to give your neighbor a big hug so they will know that you love them. Yes. Praise God. Praise God. It's a beautiful Sunday. It's a wonderful Sunday. You see? It's a wonderful Sunday. Hallelujah. Some people do not understand the significance of this day. To To God be the glory. You may be seated. Thank God. You may be seated. You may be seated. You may be seated before the presence of the Lord this morning. You may be seated. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Thank you, Jesus. We serve a faithful God. We serve an awesome God. We got to give the opportunity for the people of God to be able to settle down before the presence of the Lord. Because we know the devil come to war, steal, and destroy. But we know in whom we serve. We know in whom we have believed. God is faithful. God is awesome. God is wonderful. And he is plenteous in mercy. Because the Lord is good, we are good. Because the word of God says, God is good all the time. And all the time, we're going to try that one more time. God is good. And all the time, we're getting warmer. We're getting warmer. You see, because if you don't understand how good God is, I'm going to explain how good God is to you today. God is so good that he allows you to be sitting in this place today. Maybe you're upset right now that mama bring you to church. I could just be sleeping or being my, but you are here. But I want you to understand something today that Jesus said, no one comes unto me unless my spirit who sends me draws them. So you ought to be grateful that the Lord is drawing you for such a time as this. You don't even have no clue what the Lord has got in store for you today. Pastor, I've got those palm branches. Okay, make sure everybody have one. And they're right here. Okay, to God be the glory. Does anybody know what today is? Today is Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday. That's good. You're going to find out what Palm Sunday is today. I like that. To God be the glory. My God. If you have your Bible, I would like for you to turn with me to the book of John, the 12th chapter. The 12th chapter. The 12th chapter. John, the 12th chapter. If somebody is right next to you who don't have a Bible, make sure somebody's got a Bible. If you don't have, just put it on your electronics. I know you have iPhone, iPad. John chapter 12. Yes, ma'am. John chapter 12. Ah, glory to God. John chapter 12. Hallelujah. I want someone that's going to read it out for me. Praise the Lord. So I want you to pay attention to what we're doing here today. We're going to read from verses 1 all the way on down to 16. To 16. God is a good God. God is a good God. But it's an awesome God. If you are in the book of John, chapter 12, say amen. Amen. Only a few people there. We're going to wait for the rest of the people. John, chapter 12, you dare say amen. Amen. Okay. We're going to read now. What's this? 6 days before the Passover. I want you to please understand this. Jesus came to Bethany. The Bible says Jesus came to Bethany. Lazarus, who had been dead, whom he has raised from the dead. They made him a supper. And Martha served. Lazarus, who sat at the table with Jesus, was the one that was raised from the dead. But there's something here. there's always a significance when Jesus is doing something. Every one of us sitting in this place got a testimony. Every one of us in this place, we got a testimony. So I want you to see the testimony of Lazarus. And I want you to see the testimony of what God has done in your life. Because if you're sitting in this place today, it's because God has done something in your life. Amen? Okay. So what happened? Lazarus was sitting at the table, and Jesus was sitting at the table. But what I want you to see is this. No matter what is going on in your life, some people don't like it. Oh, well, there you go. I want you to understand something. But the reason why Jesus came, because God had a wonderful plan for you and for me. A wonderful plan. That the enemy is going to try to alter the plan that God has for you. It's been doing it for a very long time. That's the reason why if it doesn't get you, we try to go to your children. You try to go to your children's children. But now, we have a bump stop whose name is Jesus. So, which means no weapon that is formed against you is ever going to be able to prosper. But there's got to be a way that you're going to appropriate what God is going to do in your life. Okay, we're going to examine this thing real good. You see, Jesus was a friend of Lazarus, Mary, and Martha. Jesus doing ministry all over the place. So it happened that Lazarus fell sick. He fell sick. You know, it happens sometimes. He got a little cold. So we don't know what happened. He just got a little cold. And now can't stand up, can't walk. And he led unto death. But we got Jesus. But in the Jewish religion, you know, they believe, they have a unbelief, you know. And this Lazarus we're talking about today, he was sick and he died. So when he died, Jesus was around. He was doing ministry. You know, Jesus you don't have to run. You don't have to rush because he knew you better than you know yourself. So you might need Jesus right now. He doesn't have to rush. He doesn't have to run. Because nothing can touch you before he gets there. And even if something touches you before he gets there, it's going to turn the situation around anyway. So what happened? Jesus got the news while he was ministering that his friend Lazarus was sick. Okay, he said, well, if he's sick, he's going to do well. It's going to be okay. So which means it's okay. If you get a little cold, you get a little hair infection, you get a little stomachache, it's okay. Sometimes things have to happen for a miracle. If things don't happen, you don't need no miracle. Something has to provoke a miracle in your life. So, oh, God, are you doing this to me so I can have a miracle? No. No, not like that. Unexpectedly, you fall into something, but God's got a wonderful plan for you. Why? Because according to the book of Romans 8:28, it says, we know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Maybe you've been asking the Lord for something for a very long time and you ain't seen nothing yet. He hasn't forgotten about you. So just look at your neighbor, tell him God hasn't forgotten about you. Yeah, you probably gave up. No. But no, he hasn't forgotten about you. I got a good news for you today. We're celebrating this Palm Sunday today. Just a week before Passover. Now watch what happened here. Come on.
Verse 3. Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil.
A very costly oil.
Of spikenard. Anointed the feet of Jesus.
Now I want you to see something very significant. Come over here. Pastor Jonah. Come on over here, Pastor Jonah. Pastor Jonah. Come on, sit over here, Pastor Jonah. We're going to pretend you're Jesus. Come on. Okay. That's okay. That's okay. That's a childlike faith. So what happened? The Bible said this woman came, Mary, with a bottle. Oh, wow. This thing got a whole, might have been this expensive.
Yes.
The Bible says this woman came with a bottle of a very costly apparel, an oil, a spikenard. I mean, authentic. I want you to understand something. She brung it. Because there's a reason, there's a purpose for everything that Jesus is doing. You might not understand it. You might not know what God is doing. But that oil was kept for that purpose. To prepare Jesus for his burial. Even though people don't understand what was going on. Only God knows what's going on in your life. Other people might not know what's going on in your life. They just see that you go to church. They just see that you do the things that you do, but they don't understand. But I want you to understand something. The devil wants to stop you from doing what you're doing for the Lord. Watch this. The woman saw Jesus sitting down there. The Bible says she came, and she broke that bottle. And as she broke the bottle of this oil, very expensive, broke it, and took Jesus' feet. And just begin to wash Jesus' feet, preparing him for his burial. It did this thing, and what happened is she took the hair of her head and she began to wipe the feet of Jesus. Okay, come on. Give Jonah a round of applause. Pastor Jonah. Pastor Jonah. So what happened? She began to wipe his feet. But the haters. You know, you always have some people that are haters in your life. Some people are probably talking about you right now for being in church. Oh, she go to church too much. I don't know why they're going to church. They just, listen. Is she going to spend all that money? How she going to give church all that money? How she going to do this? How he going to do that? How he going to just, listen, you're just doing this, you're just doing that. But Jesus say, give me the word. What's this? What's this? Come on, haters.
And so the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil.
Uh-huh.
But one of his disciples. Judas Iscariot.
Jesus Iscariot.
Simon's son who would betray him.
Who would betray him? Come on, pay attention to this.
Said. Why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii?
Why didn't you do something better with your life? Why are you always going to church giving tithes and offering? Why are you always trying to, prove something to somebody? No. Listen to what Jesus said to him. Come on, watch this.
And give it to the poor.
You don't care nothing about the poor.
This he said, not that he cared for the poor.
Not because he cared for the poor.
But because he was a thief. And had the money box. And he used to take what was put in it. But Jesus said. Let her alone.
Leave her alone. They're going to church, they're going to seek me, they're going to worship me, they're going to sing to me, they're going to do everything that they need to do to me. That's why they go to church. It's like you're broken. Oh, that expensive, or you come out of your time, out of your busy schedule. You come out of everything that you need to do. You could be somewhere else this morning. But no, you choose to come to the house of God. You choose to come and broke that expensive oil. Oh, you don't know how much it cost me just to be in church this morning. Jesus say, I know, but you're here. You're here. Why? Because it's a whole lot more important for you to be in the house of God. You're just like Mary breaking that hall. And no matter what people are saying right now concerning you, but you know, Jesus is telling them, Kayate! He's telling them, keep quiet. What they're doing for me. You don't understand what's going on right now? They're preparing me for my return. I'm coming back, Jesus said. You know, Jesus is coming back for a church, and he's coming back for a church without spots, and he's coming back for a church without wrinkle. Okay, now let me explain this thing to you, because this thing is good. Where are we going today? Oh, you're going to enjoy this. My God, what's this? Come on, what happened?
So Jesus said, let her alone.
He said, leave her alone. Let them go to church. Let them worship me. Let them sing praises to the Lord. Let them do what is right before the Lord. Come on.
She has kept this for the day of my burial.
She has kept this for the day of my burial. Okay, now this is the thing. People try to do that. When Jesus rose, no, it was already done. I want you to understand something. In the Jewish tradition, when people die, they believe that their spirit will linger for about 3 days before he actually go to rest. So Jesus got the news when he was out of town that his friend Lazarus was sick. So when he got that news, it was about 2-3 days. Well, Jesus said, well, if he's sleeping, we're going to wake him up. If he's dead, well, he's dead. And nothing we can do. But, well, let's go see Lazarus. So when Jesus said, let's go see Lazarus, his disciples said, where? We're going to Jerusalem? He said, yeah. He said, they want to kill you in Jerusalem. You want to go back to where they want to kill you at? And Jesus said, yeah. At the end of 12 days, 12 hours in a day, come on, man. He said, let's work while it's day, because the night is coming when no man can walk. So he got up to go. And then one of them, Thomas, said, hey, let's go with him so we can die with him. What? I don't know about you. I ain't ready to die yet. I said, no, let's go with him so we can die with him. Well, what he said it prophetically. You understand something? In order for you to live for Jesus, you got to die to the flesh. You got to put your flesh to rest. In order for the Holy Spirit to manifest itself in your life, you got to live in the Spirit. When you live in the Spirit, you got to learn to walk in the Spirit so you cannot fulfill the lust of the flesh. So when this was said, Jesus said, come on, let's go. Jesus on his way. Bless you. Jesus was on his way. He had a visitation. Who was this? That was Martha. Martha said, hey, Master, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Jesus said, oh, really? I'm here now. He said, don't worry, your brother will leave. Yes, I know. You know how we always say, yeah, I know. When they say, you go to church. Well, I know. He said, no, you don't know. He said, your brother will rise. He said, yeah, I know he will rise on the resurrection day. But Jesus knew you missed it. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. I am the life. Jesus told Mary and Martha both together that he is the resurrection. He said, if anyone believe in me, he said, though he were dead, yet shall he what? Live. Okay. So now what happened? He said, he's been dead now 4 days. He said, where do you put him? He said, in the tomb over there. Okay, now what's this? Jesus said, well, roll away the stone. Huh? Roll away the stone. It's been dead now 4 days, confirmed. Confirmed that it's been dead for 4 days. Jesus said, okay, I understand. Obedience is what? Better than sacrifice. Why don't you just go ahead and roll the stone and see what God can do? Is there something blocking you from serving the Lord to the fullest? Roll the stone away. Maybe that's what's holding you back from going full forth for the Lord. Every stumbling block that you have is because you put that block. It's because you won't roll the block away. Roll the brick away and watch God bring restoration in your life. In this life that we're living in, what's God? There's so many things that Jesus did. But Jesus looked at the heart of the people. He saw the unbelief and he saw the doubts. When Jesus saw that, how is it that people follow Jesus? And they're still walking under the spirit of doubt? And they're still walking under the spirit of unbelief? Jesus knew this. He grieved Jesus. So Jesus looked unto heaven. He said, look at this. I done done miracle. I done heal people. I done open blind and eyes. I done do all this. And these people still won't believe there. So now what's this? He fell on his knee and he looked unto heaven. He said, Father, the only one time Jesus wept because of their unbelief, because of their doubts. But there were people that were speculating. They said, let's see if he's going to do it. We know he's been there for 4 days. Come on, we know ain't no spirit in there. That spirit ain't finna come back. No, ain't nothing finna happen. We just know there ain't nothing going to happen. So we always had to speculate. We're going to make sure ain't nothing happen. But when they saw a miracle happen, they ran to the Jews to tell them, hey, Jesus is the real deal. Oh, we saw Lazarus with our own eye. He came out of the tomb. What? The Bible said this is the reason why they went to Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, right? Because they want to kill him. Now, what's this? Give me the word. What's this? What's this?
Now, a great many of the Jews.
Now, come on now.
Knew that he was there. And they came. Not for Jesus' sake.
For Jesus' sake.
But that they might also see Lazarus. Whom he had raised from the dead.
Come on. Confirmation.
But the chief priest. Plotted to put Lazarus to death also.
He wants to kill him. So now I want to tell you something. You got a testimony in your life right now that the devil don't like. He wants to kill you because of what God is doing in your life right now. Because for you being a testimony for what God is doing in your life, the devil don't like it. But you got to stand. Or you going to church. You're getting your life right. You just want to make sure great things happen for you. The enemy is not happy with what God is doing in your life. So, and those of you that are still struggling, to step right on in and walk with Jesus and let Jesus have his way in your life. If you're struggling, if you're fighting, if you're wrestling with God, this is the time to stop today. And let Jesus take full control of your life. Because if he doesn't, you are in trouble. If you ain't in Christ, you are in crisis. I can tell you that right now. Because the devil will have his way with you. But when you have the opportunity, because Jesus has brought you here today to show you that he has given you a testimony in your life to be a different person from whom the devil has called you to be. The devil said you can do everything. You're okay. You can get away with it. No problem. But Jesus said, no. I know the plan that I have for you. A plan to make you the head and not the tail. A plan to make you above and not beneath. A plan to make you the first and not the last. But the devil don't want that. He wants to steal your testimony. So now I want you to understand something. So people were there, not just to see Jesus, but now they want to kill Lazarus because he has a testimony that he was raised after 4 days. That people will believe. Yes, it's what Jesus has done. Jesus has done something in your life today. And people see the testimony of the power of God in your life because you're still living. So the devil wants to steal your testimony. Watch what happened. Come on.
Okay. They plotted to put Lazarus to death also. Because on account of him. Many of the Jews went away and believed in Jesus. Believed in Jesus.
I can't hear you. They what?
Believed in Jesus.
They what?
Believed in Jesus.
Do I have any believers in this room?
Yeah.
I can't hear you. Do I have any believers in this room? Listen, if Jesus can make believers out of the Jews, I don't know about you. I got a Jew sitting right in this room, bona fide. A citizen of the kingdom of heaven. My God. And a pastor too. My God, you know the devil is mad. Oh my God. The Bible says many Jews followed Jesus who believed. So what we're celebrating today was just about to happen. Because a lot of people don't understand what Palm Sunday is. Palm Sunday that we're celebrating today, those believers in Jesus that realizes that, wow, a light has come and this is it. Because we ain't never seen it done like this. The reason why you become a believer today is because of what Jesus has done all throughout the years. It's because of the price that Jesus paid for all of us. So those believers, they went out there Now watch what it is. Come on. What's this?
The next day.
The next day. The very next day.
A great multitude that had come to the feast.
Okay, I need somebody to come get this palm for me. Come on. Get the palm and give it to everybody. Come on. Because you should see all this palm in here. Say, what is this? What is this palm doing? Come on. Help me. Give this palm to everybody. What's this? Come on. What's this? Yes. Make sure everybody get one. Okay. Go ahead. Pass it around. Pass it around. Pass it around. Make sure everybody get one. Come on, we had a wonderful time in the Spanish service. Ha, she, Kaya. In the name of Jesus, what's this? Oh, Alim, we are doers of the word, right? We are doers of the word, right? Okay. We are doers of the word. Doers of the word. Come on. Get everybody with a palm in their hand. There you go. Make sure everybody got a palm in their hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You want healing, transformation, deliverance. Come on, Holy Ghost. We're going to do something. Yeah, you see what the Jewish believers did. What's this? Hallelujah.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make sure everybody got a palm in their hand. Oh, it's freedom. It's freedom. Oh, come on. This is not tradition. Uh-uh. This is what is happening today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Make sure everybody got one. Make sure everybody got one. Uh-huh. Make sure everybody got one. Make sure everybody got one. Hallelujah. What's this? Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What's this? Now watch what happened. Oh, my. Where am I? Okay. Right there. I need mine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Hallelujah. This is not tradition. This is what happened. Okay, I want you to stand with me. Stand with me 1 minute. What's this? Stand with me 1 minute. You see, the divine scripture, the word of God, said on the very next day, because they couldn't kill Lazarus, because they couldn't kill Jesus, because Jesus was still there. Because as long as your life is a testimony for Jesus, nobody is able to take it. So the reason why you have this palm in your hand is to demonstrate what Jesus has done for you. Now I want you to see something. Come on, read the word. Watch this.
So the next day, a great multitude.
A great multitude, just like us in this place right now. Come on.
That had come to the feast.
They came to the feast.
When they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem.
When they heard that Jesus was coming to Pure Heart.
They took branches of palm trees.
They took the palms of, the branches of palm tree like we had. Come on.
And they went to meet him.
And we come to meet Jesus. I don't know what you come into church to do, but I believe you come to see Jesus. You don't come to see Pastor Dennis or Pastor Damon preach the gospel. You already know. You see us every Sunday. But we have a special guest in the house today.
Hallelujah.
And his name is Jesus. Come on, Holy Ghost. My God, my God. So now you got a palm in your hand. Believers, the Bible said that belief in Jesus came to me. Who?
Jesus.
Okay, today, watch what happened. Come on, talk to me.
They went out to meet him.
They went out to meet him.
And they cried out.
And they cried out.
Hosanna.
Hosanna, come on.
Hosanna.
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 Hosanna. Hosanna. What's this? Save us. Free us.
Free,
deliver us.
Wow.
Come
Heal
on, Jesus
us.
Did it. Now what happened? Come on.
Hosanna.
Hosanna.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Come on. Wave your palms. Wave it, wave it, wave it. Come on, Jesus.
The King of Israel.
The King of Israel. Come on.
Then Jesus.
Jesus.
When he had found a young donkey.
He found a young donkey.
Sat on it.
He sat on it.
As it is written.
As it was written.
Fear not.
He said, fear not, every one of you.
Daughter of Zion.
Oh, daughters of Zion. Come on.
Behold.
Behold.
Your king
your
is coming.
King. Jesus. Oh, my God.
Is coming.
Oh, he's coming. He's coming. Come on now. What you going to do?
Sitting on a donkey's colt.
Sitting on donkey's colt. My God. Now, God, what's it? They didn't understand at first. But we're going to do something right now. Jesus is coming. And Jesus is here. Jesus loves you. So now, as you're laying down these palm branches, so that Christ can walk through it, anything and everything that you're going through in your life. Every sicknesses, every illnesses, every diseases, anything and everything that the devil put as a stumbling block, you get ready to roll away the stone. Amen. So what happened? The disciple didn't understand what was going on. But watch this. Come on, Holy Ghost. But when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered. It was written before time, my God, concerning you. What's this? Oh, I wish somebody praise God with me today. Oh, hallelujah. What's this? What's this? Stop at 16. Yeah, dear Father, people. There, stop at 16. So what's this? What's this? When Jesus was riding the donkey and people were shouting, I want you to start shouting, Hosanna. Hosanna. Come on. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the one. As this is taking place in your life, guess what? A stone has been rolled away. Healing is taking place. What? Jesus is breaking every yoke of bondages in your family, in your children, in your loved ones, in everything that you're going through. The Lord is doing a miracle. So what happened? They begin to lay the branches down. Come on, lay down on the floor. Come on, lie there so that Jesus can walk over it. Right there. Right there. So Jesus walked over it. Jesus walked over it. Oh, he took everything away. He took everything away. Everything you're going through. Everything you're doing. Every circumstances. Every situation in your life. Things that you see, there ain't going to be no way. Don't give up on God. He will never give up on you. Look at what Jesus did. Jesus paid the price for us on the cross. So you have the opportunity to thank God for saving us this morning. Do I have somebody in this place who is grateful for what Jesus has done for them? Can you give God some praise this morning? Where is the praise and worship team? Come on up here. Where is the praise and worship team? Come on up here. The praise and worship team. I want to see how grateful are you for what God has done for you. So you see, some of us don't understand. Some people can be here today to celebrate this wonderful and special day. Why they in prison? Why they in the hospital? Why they in homes? Why they in halfway houses? But you are here. Oh, you're going to give God some praise today. I don't know what the devil said concerning you. I don't know what the devil is planning for you. But whatever the devil planned for you, today is over. Amen. Oh, glory to God. You see, the Lord is faithful. The Lord is wonderful. The Lord is wonderful. We were singing a song. I want you to give me a heartbeat song. Oh, praise God. Why? Because if you don't praise God. Because when these people were shouting, Hosanna, 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 them Jews came. They said, hey, tell these people to keep quiet. Yes. But Jesus said, no. If I tell them to keep quiet, he said, the stone's going to rise from the ground and start giving me praise. You know what I said? I said, ain't no stone going to give Jesus praise in my stead.
Amen.
And I hope you ain't going to let the devil take your joy today. Because we're going to leave this place today rejoicing in the Lord. Why? Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Oh, I just want you to praise and thank. You see, the devil thought he got you bound. But today, you're going to demonstrate the fact that you are free. Because whom the Son set free is what?
Free.
So there's only way to find it out. Only one way to find it out. You got to express your gratitude. Because the Bible says, when you come into the house of God, it says, come into his presence with what? Thanksgiving. It says, enter into his court with what? Praise. Okay, come on. We're about to do that right now. Because what Hosanna means, oh, we thank you for saving us. Oh, we thank you for breaking us free. Oh, we thank you for your spirit. Oh, it's upon us to set us free from every yoke of bondages. So if you're standing in this place today, oh, you better give God some praise. Yeah, the devil wants to steal the children. He wants to kill the children. He wants to kill our praise. He wants to kill our worship. But today, no way. Come and worship him. Come and worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Come on, worship him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, praise him. Come on. Yes. Tell him. Come on, Jesus, 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 come on. Worship him. Oh, put your hands together and worship Jesus this morning. Yeah. Yeah, worship him. La, 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 la. Oh, I don't know if you're happy. Yeah, worship him. Yeah, worship him. Hey. Hey, so. Oh. Oh, come on, Holy Spirit. Okay, wait a minute. Has Jesus done anything for you?
No.
You don't act like it. You don't act like it. You don't act like it. I remember 10 lepers came to Jesus. Jesus healed all 10 of them. But one of them came back to Jesus. They was on their way to show themselves to the priests. But on the way going, the guy realized that he was healed. He realized that, the word don't touch him. He turned around. He was looking at the 9. But he tried to get their attention. But because of what took place in his life, he couldn't follow them. He said, Jesus, heal me. He turned around and went to Jesus. The Bible says he was so full of joy that when he got to Jesus, he got on his feet. He said, Lord Jesus, I'm healed. He said, he rolled around. And Jesus looked at him. What you doing here? He said, 1 10 healed. He said, where is the rest now? He said, because they won't give God the praise. But I'm here to praise God today. Come on, somebody give me some music. And I want you to dance as if Jesus has done something for you. Come on. Oh, come on. Give God some praise. Give God some praise. Oh, dang God. Oh, my God. Yeah. Give God some praise. Oh, yes. Oh, some people got it. There you go. There you go. There you go. Yes. If the Lord done something for you, yes. You got to praise him. You got to praise him. You got to praise him. Worship him. Come on. Give me that song. Upbeat. Some people want to worship God. Come on. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus has done it for me. Oh. Come on. Worship him. Come on. Yeah! Come on, Jesus, you did it! Hey, Jesus, la 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 la. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah! Yeah, worship him. La 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 la. Oh, Jesus, come on, call on his name, Jesus. Come on, Jesus, Jesus, what's your name? Come on, Jesus. Come on, Holy Spirit, Jesus. Jesus, just that name. Thank you, Lord. I want you to grab the hand of the person standing next to you. Come on. Oh, grab them by the hands. The Lord has done a miracle in your life. Come on. The Lord has done a miracle in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want you to lift their hands up like this. It's a sign of freedom. It's a sign of freedom in the spirit. It's a sign of freedom in the atmosphere. I don't have to touch you. Jesus himself is touching you right now. Every situation, every circumstances, every undertaking in your life, every burning, whatever the devil is meant for bad, God is turning it around for good today. So I just want you to pray with the person that you hold in their hands. Just begin to thank God for them, for what God is doing. It's a wonderful breakthrough taking place in this place on this Palm Sunday. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name that's above every name, that at the sound of the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the living God, the Father. Abba, Father, we bless your name today. We give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. Abba, Father, as we leave this place today, oh, from here, but never from your presence. Oh, Father God, I pray that you go with everyone in this place, wherever they go, whatever they do. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your blessing rest upon each and every one of them. We thank you, Abba Father, for giving us your one and only begotten Son. Now, whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name that's above every name, that at the sound of the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the living God. Abba, Father, we lift up our young people, Lord. Deliver them. Deliver them from every yoke of bondage. Oh, deliver them. Set them free. In the mighty name of Jesus, set them free from every spirit of addiction. Set them free from every spirit of pornography. Set them free from every demonic spirit. Set them free from peer pressures. Set them free from every attack of the enemy. Abba, Father, as we live from this place today, we walk in victory. We walk in the newness of life. For we know and believe there is nothing too hard for you to do. Oh, Lord, we give your name the praise. We give your name the glory, and we give your name the honor. Abba, Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your love. We thank you for there is nothing too hard for you to do. Lord, we pray for our brothers and our sisters in this place that your will be done in their life. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, give Jesus a round of applause and give that person that you just prayed for a round of applause and bless them for the glory of God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Okay. The praise and worship is going to give us one more song, and consider yourself dismissed. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless your name, Abba Father. Come on, give Jesus a round of applause. He's good. God is good. God is good. And all the time. Oh, praise God. Oh, that's it.
Thank you so much for having joined us today for this impacting message. I trust that God has touched your life through it and stirred in you a renewed passion for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our Lord is faithful, and he wants to touch your life in a powerful way. He alone can meet your deepest needs and give your life meaning, no matter what situation you may be in right now. So be encouraged, friend. Trust him, and be assured that I will be praying for you. If you are in the Miami area and do not have a home church, why don't you come out and join us? We are near the Tamiami Airport in Kendall and located at 12236 Southwest 128th Street. Our service times are Sundays at 9 a.m. in Spanish and 11 a.m. in English. God bless you. I look forward to meeting you soon.
Well, thank you for being with us. You've been listening to Pastor Dennis Penton and the audio ministry of Pure Heart Christian Center. It is our prayer that this message has been a challenge to your heart and your life. If you would like prayer, please call the church office at 305-969-7873. We would love to have the opportunity to connect with you in prayer. For more information about us, visit our website at www.pureheartchristian.org. And also, while you're on Facebook, make sure you visit us at the Pure Heart Christian Center page and click on Like Us. Until next time, may God's Spirit bless you mightily.